Welcome into ScoopsWithDannyMac.com and Tuesdays with Travis, my weekly conversation with the head coach of the Billikens, Travis Ford. And this is presented by Royal Banks of Missouri, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com and Billiken Athletics. Billikens coming off a very hard-fought 60-53 win over the weekend against Rhode Island at Chaffetz Arena. Lots to get into with Travis Ford. UMass in town tomorrow at Chaffetz. Some of the topics that we'll jump into, Cartier Gordon leaves the SLU program, so who steps up? If you look at the Billiken schedule, they had in their non-conference, they play a game, have a week off, play a game, have a week off. Well, that's not the case any longer. The schedule really picks up for SLU. It gets really hard. Players that now have emerged and starting to get playing time for SLU. Javon Best, the A-10 player of the week, but could he possibly make it to the NBA? He will be a professional player, but is he a guy that could emerge and play professionally in the NBA? Does Travis Ford have a grading system for practice, and with that, do players then get playing time in games? All that and more coming up on this edition of Tuesdays with Travis. A reminder, I know you're a sports fan, not only of basketball, but many of you are baseball fans. It's coming up. The 7th annual Evening with the Cardinals coming up on Saturday, January 26th at Union Station, presented by the National Children's Cancer Society. And the featured guests will be Cardinals Hall of Famers Jim Edmonds and Chris Carpenter. Also, there will be a special VIP reception featuring the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. To be a sponsor or to get your tickets, head to thenccs.org. That's thenccs.org. And this event has raised over $1.3 million for families battling childhood cancer. And again, that event is coming up on January 26th. I'll be the MC. It's such a great event, great cause, and we're helping out so many families and young kids battling childhood cancer, and I hope that you can either sponsor or get a ticket and be a part of what should be a great night here in St. Louis. This is brought to you by Royal Banks of Missouri, and coming up, we visit with Travis Ford, the head coach at SLU.
I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. If you're even considering buying a home this year, get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Don't be the only offer on the table without a pre-approval letter from thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
It's our weekly visit with Travis Ford, the head basketball coach at St. Louis University. And coach, over the weekend, a hard-fought win against Rhode Island as conference play kicked off in the A-10, but a very good win at Chaffetz Arena. What did you take away against that win against Rhode Island?
Well, it was a hard-fought win, as you said. You know, our guys really, had a gutsy performance defensively. I thought we did a very good job for 40 minutes, you know, guarding some very talented players for Rhode Island. I thought our rebounding was good, not great, but good. But our defense carried us on a night that our offense really struggled at times. We went in quite a few scoring droughts. You know, we got off to a decent lead of 13-7 or 8, and then we got stuck on 13 points for 4 minutes, 5 minutes, however how long it was. And we did that a couple of times throughout the game. But our defense is what allowed us to stay in the game, and then at the very end pull it out and have a very good victory.
You got a couple of guys playing different roles, or I should say at least getting roles with the team now. And I want to start with KC Hankton. How does his role change now with the club going into conference play?
Well, you know, it's interesting with KC. Here's a young man that didn't get a lot of time, non-conference play. But he came back from our Christmas break. From the very first practice from the break, he really established himself. He came back with a very aggressive mentality, came back and practice. He really shined. He really, you know, he made himself being noticed in practice. And we always knew he could make shots, but we were looking for him to do other things, rebound, defend a little bit better, play with a little more aggressiveness. And something seemed to switch. So I told him coming out of Christmas in that Appalachian State game, our first game back, that you are going to get in the game. I'm going to put you in early. You've earned it the last 4 days of practice. so get ready. And when he got in, he took advantage of it. He really took advantage of it. And, you know, with the loss of Cartier Gordon, you know, so his after that game, his role becomes much, much bigger. And we're very confident with that. We're very comfortable with that. We don't mind that at all. We like that. We really like his aggressiveness now. We like what he brings to the table as far as his shooting is concerned, and other aspects of the game. So KC's a young man. It's a great example for a lot of players. It's a great example to not sit around and pout if you're not playing. Don't sit around and, you know, worry about why you're not playing. Go in practice and earn your time. And he did that.
How about the bigs' role right now, Coach? How do you see this evolving in the next couple of games, next few weeks?
Well, we're a little bit thinner inside, obviously, as far as bodies are concerned, numbers. But, you know, we've been in that way before. So it just means Hassan French, DJ Foreman, Casey Hankton, who we talked about, and even Javon Best are going to have to hold down the four and five positions for us. But the way we run our offense now and some different things, you know, we can get away with playing, you know, a little bit smaller offensively. Where it could come into play, and that we were worried about this in the Rhode Island game, because Rhode Island plays two true bigs, and they're a really big and physical team at the four and five, is if we get in foul trouble. And, you know, and you got to go small. So, you know, it just puts a little bit more pressure minute-wise on some of those guys, but otherwise nothing changes.
Coach, I know a lot of folks that listen to this are curious on the Cartier Gordon situation, so I just want to address it with you. Just your thoughts on what happened with the young man and just what transpired and your thoughts on that.
Well, we wish him all the best, as we said in our statement. You know, so we put out a statement that, you know, we support his decision and wish him all the best. Not sure what is, you know, what's next for him, but just wish him all the best.
Royal Banks of Missouri, servicing their clients, a proud sponsor of Billiken Athletics. Amazingly, they have the Interactive Tell Department, the only bank in St. Louis using this technology for their entire branch network. Basically, this is a real-time person-to-person banking transaction. The system allows them to centralize their teller staff in one location, but service multiple offices. Their service center is located in Creve Coeur, staffed by their most experienced personnel. When a client comes to an office, they interact through cameras and flat-screen monitors with one of their staff. All of their drive-in facilities, 9 of them, operate with this system along with 3 branches. This service is very personable, and actually, it works faster than other services. Centralization allows them to offer longer hours. They know you work hard, so they want to be able to service their clients. Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. all the way till 7 p.m. On Saturdays, from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. They're also open many holidays that most banks are closed. A good example of that is Martin Luther King Day from 8:30 to 7. That's Royal Banks of Missouri. Proud sponsor of Billiken Athletics and Scoops with DannyMac.com. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. Javon Best, A-10 Player of the Week. And I've asked you, I think, about every question I could ask you about this young man. Had a great, great game over the weekend. But I want to ask you this one. I've been really curious about this. You've coached guys that have gone to the NBA. You've coached guys that have gone and played in Europe. Where does he fit as a future pro, Coach? Where do you see him playing at the next level? Where could he go in terms of being a pro and playing at that next level?
Well, that's a great question. It's interesting because, you know, before the season, I try to talk to as many guys, NBA scouts and different people about your players. And obviously Javon Best wasn't getting a lot of looks. It was kind of a little bit more of a wait and see type deal. Now that has changed. He will, no question, get a shot. He will get a shot. Can he play himself into getting drafted somewhere maybe in the second round? Possibly. But he will get a shot with NBA tryouts, with NBA camps, because it is definitely getting getting noticed now how not only is he one of the elite defenders in the country, but also he's a shot maker, you know, and that's what they're looking for. Not necessarily you got to be a great one-on-one player, which he can do, but can you just at least make shots? Because most NBA teams are going to have that all-star, two or three guys, all-stars on their team that are going to be the creators, and they want people who can play off those guys, but also on the other end that are going to be stoppers, that are going to be the defenders who don't mind doing the dirty work. And along with his character and his personality, it's being noticed now. Everybody's starting to understand what type of young man he is as a person. They're starting to understand his work ethic, and they're starting to understand what he brings to the table for an NBA team. So, you know, now he is more than on their radar. He is more than that. You know, I've had a couple even tell me, wow, he would fit perfectly into our team. He's what we need. He's what every team needs, that tangible guy with size and length who's not afraid to defend, who can knock down an open jump shot. So he'll get his chance, and he's earned it because how hard he works.
I have a lot of coaches come up to me, Coach Ford, and they listen to this and they enjoy it. And they wanted me to ask you about when you – and you were talking about Casey Hankton and how he's earned his playing time. How do you grade kids when you look at practices? And what I mean by that, will you go week by week with a kid and bring him in your office? Do you grade – literally grade kids? How do you do that and to keep kids motivated so that they do earn the playing time as you go week by week or day by day?
Well, since we do have a grading system that we do, and it's usually mostly done during preseason. And when we start practice the first 4 to 5 weeks, we grade out practice. You get, you know, different points for different things. And try to balance it out as much as you can. And it's more of a gauge for me just to kind of see who's affecting practice in a positive way. Who's affecting, because we talk a lot to our team about, you know, you can go out and make a few shots and, you know, the fans and everybody look at you, made two threes, but they may not see that you missed three blockouts, that your man scored on you five times. So that equals to negative points. So we talked to our guy, you got to be a positive player. At the end of the day, you got to have more positives than negatives. And that's how we grade practice more, you know. And at the end of the day, are you affecting the game in a positive manner overall, or do you just show glimpses of greatness, but the majority of the time it's negatives? So we do, and that's usually only preseason. But let me start by saying this. You can't play everybody, and that's the problem. You know, nowadays there's so many players, parents or whatever, and their child maybe not playing. It's not that they're not good enough. It doesn't mean they're not a good player. It just means they may have somebody in front of them right now that may be a little older, a little more experienced. But everybody wants to run a sprint. There's no more marathon. Everybody wants immediate success. They want immediate, and it doesn't matter if your team's winning or losing. That doesn't matter. They're just worried. I'm not playing enough. And, you know, so first of all, you can't play everybody on the team as much as I would love to. That's one of the things as a coach that bothers me more than anything after a game is, man, I wish I could have got somebody more time. Or I wish I could have got him in the game. It really does bother me, but I can't play everybody. But in a practice, why did I decide to give Casey Hankton, why did I decide before the App State game that, all right, I'm putting you in the first half when I haven't done that before? It was a consistent 4 days. It wasn't one good day, mediocre day, another two mediocre days, and an average. It was four consistent high-level days where, in practice, he stood out. He stood out. It wasn't like, all right, you just did good. No, he was making shots. He was rebounding. His teams were winning in practice. It was a multiple things. You can't just – I tell guys in practice, what have you done in practice that stood out that's going to say you're better than this guy, that you deserve minutes over him, you deserve minutes over him, you deserve minutes? Because I'm just trying to win games now. You know, I don't care who plays at all. I'm trying to – but tell me, what have you done that stood out? And you got to be able to answer that question. It can't be, well, I didn't turn it over and, you know, I didn't miss any shots. Well, you didn't take any either. You know, or this or that. You've got to stand out. If you're a guy that's trying to earn playing time that maybe is not in the rotation, You got to come in practice and stand out and say, all right, I got 6 rebounds today. I got 6 assists, 1 turnover. I went 5 for 8 from the field. Those things stand out and say, all right, now you deserve some time over maybe this guy who's not doing quite as good. So it's not just one day. And again, it's hard. And not everybody can play. But just because you're not playing doesn't mean you're not a good player.
Absolutely.
That's hard to explain to some people at times.
Royal Banks of Missouri, servicing their clients. A proud sponsor of Billiken Athletics. Amazingly, they have the Interactive Tell Department, the only bank in St. Louis using this technology for their entire branch network. Basically, this is a real-time person-to-person banking transaction. The system allows them to centralize their teller staff in one location, but service multiple offices. Their service center is located in Creve Coeur, staffed by their most experienced personnel. When a client comes to an office, they interact through cameras and flat-screen monitors with one of their staff. All of their drive-in facilities, 9 of them, operate with this system, along with 3 branches. This service is very personable, and actually, it works faster than other services. Centralization allows them to offer longer hours. They know you work hard, so they want to be able to service their clients. Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. all the way till 7 p.m. On Saturdays, from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. They're also open many holidays that most banks are closed. A good example of that is Martin Luther King Day from 8:30 to 7. That's Royal Banks of Missouri. Proud sponsor of Billiken Athletics and Scoops with DannyMac.com. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. Right now, Coach, you have a bunch of games, and the schedule is kind of odd in which non-schedule, right around Christmas, you'd play a game off a week or so, then play a game. And right now it seems like they're coming in bunches. So film room practice, and I'm sure you're trying to balance the two.
Well, it's funny you'd mention that, because I was just having this conversation with somebody. The A-10 did us no favors at all. And I say it laughingly, but I say it very seriously as well. In the fact, our first 4 games, we only have 2 days in between every single game. We go Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Friday. That's a lot. I don't know if any other team is doing that at all, because the day after a game, the day after a game, you can't get much done other than a few mental preparations. Not as hard as our guys are playing, the minutes of our guys playing. So the day after a game, you're just trying to mentally prepare as much as you can. You're not getting anything done physically. So that leaves one day, which is today for us, for UMass, that we try to get a little bit done, but you can't go too hard or long because you played them all. And, you know, usually in conference play, there's one game that you have 2 days preparation, but the rest – you have 3 days in between. It's usually Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday, and you have that, you know, little break. But our first games right out of the bat here, our first five games, we only have two days in between every single game. In 23 years as a college head coach, I don't know if I've ever experienced that. Now, it sounds like I'm whining and doing all that, and I guess I am, but if you know me, I don't get to, you know, it is what it is. We'll deal with it and move on. But it's something that we've got to manage with our guys. You know, Javon Best played 39 minutes and 40 seconds the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know how tired he was yesterday.
Right.
And that lingers. So we've got to manage this as much as possible. And it's really this stretch. There's a few more, but it's this stretch where there's just bang, 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 bang games right out of the bat. And, the A-10, I don't know if they looked at it when they put it out or if they, you know, if they saw it, but I sure saw it immediately that, wow, you know, that's a lot of games, first five games in a very short amount of time.
Coach, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. And we'll catch up next week, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.